Thank you for listening to this downloaded audio. AchievingExcellence.com is your source for books, CDs, downloads, tapes, and articles about the Feldenkrais Method. Check out our site. That's AchievingExcellence.com for more great material on the Feldenkrais Method.
Hello, I'm Jack Heggie, and I'd like to welcome you to a completely different way to make dynamic improvements in your golf game. I call it Total Body Golf. The Total Body Golf program consists of a series of 7 awareness exercises, each one of which will improve some aspect of your swing. The purpose of the exercises is to get your whole body involved in the most efficient way in each movement. Here's some practical tips that will help to make the exercises go easily and produce rapid results for you. The first time you do an exercise, set aside at least an hour to do it. Then, as you make the movements, you can do so in a relaxed and unhurried way. If need be, you may stop the tape and take as much extra time as you want to work with a particular motion. The next time you do that exercise, you should find that it takes you less time to get through it, and eventually you can find that you can get the effect of an exercise in just a few minutes. Finally, you should find that your body has learned the movement and that you don't need the exercise at all. That is, your body has assimilated the movements in the exercise and they're now a permanent part of your movement or golf repertoire. As you do the movements in each exercise, begin with a slow, small movement. This allows you to cultivate a feeling of ease. Ease of motion is the hallmark of most expert golfers. Since we learn what we practice, if we practice trying harder and straining to the max, that is what we will learn. And even if you learn to play a decent game in this way, it will feel effortful, and you won't get as much enjoyment from it as you deserve. If you try hard, you may attain initial success, but you will soon find that this trying blocks further learning. But if you cultivate a feeling of ease, you will find that you can continue to refine your skills and get better and better over a period of many years. As you begin each exercise, start with a small movement and slowly work up to a larger one. With many people, the initial part of any movement is done fairly well, and it is only as they increase the size of the movement that it becomes disorganized and they begin to stiffen themselves and hold their breath. The less effort you make and the slower you do the movement, the more you're able to feel. For increased awareness, the watchword is less is more. Of course, the goal is eventually to make a large and powerful movement, but you should learn to wait for the movement to open by itself, just as Eugen Herigel, the author of Zen and the Art of Archery, had to learn to wait for his shot to drop like a ripe fruit. Along these lines, think of feeling your way into each movement rather than thinking it out and then forcing your body to do the movement in the way that you think of as correct. This idea of feeling your way into the movement rather than thinking your way into it is the essence of total body golf. Feeling, that is, paying attention to your bodily sensations, accesses what I call the moving mind and leads to the kind of true learning that will make a fundamental difference in your game. Thinking in words about the movement, or overanalyzing it, accesses the logical verbal part of the brain and almost blocks real learning. All of the exercises can be done either inside with bare feet on the floor or outside wearing your golf shoes. The first few times you go through an exercise, it's not a bad idea to do it inside. Later, after you've learned the movements, try them outside. When you do an exercise, especially the first few times, make a few shots to get a baseline or point of comparison so that you can measure the improvement in your swing. If you have a video camera, record several shots before you begin the exercise and then record several more after you have finished. Finally, play back the 2 segment so that you can see the improvement in your swing. After you do an exercise, it's best to wait 2 or 3 days before doing another one. This will allow your body a chance to fully integrate the new movements. As you do each exercise, direct your awareness to your breathing from time to time. If you find that you're holding your breath, it's a sure sign that you're straining and working harder than you should without knowing it. Reduce the size and speed of your movements a little and let your breathing continue easily. When you have worked your way all the way through to the end of the series, go back to number 1 and start over. you will find that you can profitably repeat the whole series a number of times. Each exercise builds on the previous one and in turn builds a platform for later ones. Thus, you will find that as you repeat the series, you can learn more and more and further refine your skills and improve your game. After you've been through the exercises several times and feel that you know them well, you might make an intensive for yourself. To do this, set aside a large block of time and do several of the exercises or even the whole series all at one time. Such an intensive, after a certain amount of preparation, can often produce a genuine breakthrough in your game. And of course, if you're left-handed, just reverse the left-right words in the exercise. And if an exercise seems difficult to you, or you don't understand the directions, don't force yourself through it. Let it go and do some of the other exercises, and then come back to the one that you find difficult.
This concludes the introduction to Total Body Golf.
Thank you for listening to this downloaded audio. AchievingExcellence.com is your source for books, CDs, downloads, tapes, and articles about the Feldenkrais Method. Check out our site. That's AchievingExcellence.com for more great material on the Feldenkrais Method.